This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is The Times evening briefing for Tuesday, the 21st of March. Boris Johnson has accepted that he misled Parliament over Downing Street parties, but insisted that he would never have dreamed of doing so intentionally. In a 52-page submission to the Privileges Committee, the former Prime Minister argues the panel of MPs has uncovered no evidence at all that supports the allegation that he intentionally or recklessly misled the House of Commons. He says the committee was relying on the assertions of the discredited Dominic Cummings, his former chief adviser. Times Radio's chief political commentator Lucy Fisher says he also sets out what he calls his disappointment at the highly partisan tone and content of the committee's interim report.
And of course, this is the report in which the committee said it should have been obvious to Boris Johnson that he was breaking rules that he himself had been the ultimate architect of. Boris Johnson says in this written evidence that the committee hadn't yet heard from him, hadn't allowed him to put his side across, and therefore it was sort of unfair what they were alleging in that interim report.
A former chief constable has told Times Radio that it is important to have confidence in the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, Sir Mark Rowley. It follows the publication of a report by Baroness Casey that concluded the force is institutionally racist, misogynist and homophobic. Mike Barson was in charge of the Durham Constabulary when it was named England's best police force. He says nothing should go unchallenged.
I employed a local professor. I used to sometimes chew my fingers when I read what she'd said about what we were doing, but it was the best thing that could happen to me, because I then had to accept that that's what she said women victims felt like. So I would urge Sir Mark to listen to what's been said and to really work hard.
Counter-terrorism police are helping an attempted murder investigation after a man was set alight while walking home from a mosque in Birmingham on Monday evening. West Midlands police said it was examining a video of the attack, which happened on Brixham Road in Edgbaston and had been shared on social media. The man was taken to hospital with serious injuries, which are not believed to be life-threatening. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has said the West isn't ready for China's peace plan for Ukraine. Following a second day of talks with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, Putin claimed Kyiv's allies have no interest in ending the conflict. He also accused Britain of supplying Ukraine with tanks that fire ammunition containing depleted uranium. An Ofsted inspection is going ahead at a school in Newbury after a head teacher said she would refuse access to inspectors in solidarity with another head teacher who took her own life. Ruth Perry, who worked in nearby Reading, died in January while waiting for a report that would rate her school inadequate. Speaking to Times Radio, Sammy Wright, the deputy head of the Southmore Academy in Sunderland, said the way inspections are performed and the role children play in them has to be scrutinised.
They might be asked to say, what was it that you were studying last week? Different kids will have different levels of recall that aren't necessarily dependent just on the teaching. So it's not about kids being unreliable, it's just that the level of weight that is put on judgments and the short window with which inspectors have to make those judgments, it puts a lot of undue pressure on the whole kind of process.
And being born into one of the wealthiest areas of the country adds, on average, 12 years to your life. The campaign group Health Equals analysed data from all 650 parliamentary constituencies. Those born in Hampstead and Kilburn in North London had an average life expectancy of 88, but those in all Glasgow constituencies had an average life expectancy of just 76. There's more on all of these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.